Hello, and welcome to the latest podcast from the Rec Code Manager. My name is Paul Rock, and I'm the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. Today, I'm joined by David Haddock from Wilcott Consultants, who'll be looking after the metering audit scheme from the 1st of April 2023. Welcome, David. Today, we'll be exploring the new metering scheme audits. So, David, could you provide a brief introduction to the metering audit scheme and your role within it?
Hello. I'm the contract manager for the new metering audit scheme and have been responsible for developing our approach to the delivery of audits and the mobilisation process in advance of the scheme starting on the 1st of April. I have been managing audit contracts since 2010 and have been responsible for the gas MEM and MI audits since 2018. The new metering audit scheme is based on compliance with the Consolidated Metering Code of Practice, or COMCOP, which comes into force on the 1st of April. The scheme covers the initial accreditation and renewal of gas MEMs, gas MIs, electric MEMs and AMR service providers, and the initial accreditation of smart metering service providers. All companies have already been contacted with an overview of the scheme, our role, and some details of what it means for them and the changes that the new scheme will introduce. The new scheme will introduce a number of changes aimed at providing consistency across all types of audits and accreditation. All audits under the scheme will be completed using COMCOP as a base. Audits will be driven by audit formats developed using a web-based audit platform. All audits will be moved to a two-year cycle to remove historic inconsistencies. All office process audits will be remote desktop audits using a consistent process. And Wilcott Consultants will be responsible for invoicing audit charges, which have to be paid in advance of the audit. Wilcott Consultants are responsible for scheduling and planning audits and will contact companies directly to agree specific audit dates and details. When audit dates are agreed, companies will be provided with full details of the audit process, including timescales and responsibilities. The main thing that companies need to be able to demonstrate is that they have processes in place to show compliance with the code and are operating safely and to appropriate standards when completing installations. Gas MEMs and MIs are already familiar with the way we work and the processes around the completion of audits. Electric MEMs will see a change in the way that audits are completed and the form of the audit, but the processes are built on successful delivery of audits over the last 4 years. Any company that has any questions relating to the scheme and what it means for them are welcome to contact us at any time.
Thanks for that, David. Perhaps you could let us know about how parties will be notified of their audits and how the audits will be carried out.
Companies will be contacted by email using the contact details that we have. If companies want to check those contact details or update them, they should contact us as soon as possible. Under the new metering audit scheme, all audits will be moved to a two-year audit cycle for consistency across all audit types. This process will start this year with electric MEMs in 2023, and the planning for gas MEMs and MIs will take place after the 1st of April. Once the plans for moving to a two-year cycle have been signed off by the Rec Code Manager, then all companies will be contacted with their next target audit date, which will include all audits up to the end of 2025. Electricity MEMs will be contacted shortly, and gas MEMs and MIs in the third quarter of 2023. Renewal audits under the scheme will consist of two parts: an office audit looking at processes and procedures to ensure compliance with COMCOP, and a site audit looking at working practices and standards of installation. The office audit will be a remote desktop audit using an audit format based on the relevant COMCOP clauses to the type of registration. Site audits will cover work in progress and post-completion audits and will be planned with the company by the auditor. Bespoke office audit formats have been developed and signed off by RecCo based on the structure of COMCOP. Companies will be provided with copies of the audit formats to allow preparation for the audit and the collection of appropriate evidence to support compliance. The audits have been developed within the web-based audit platform, AuditForm, that we have been using successfully for a number of years. All companies will have an allocated auditor who will be responsible for agreeing specific audit dates with companies and planning site audits.
All right, thanks, David. And if a party hasn't been contacted and they want to know when their audit will be, who should they contact in that instance?
All GAS MEMS and MIs were contacted at the end of last year with their target audit dates for 2023. Companies that need to clarify when their next audit is due should contact Eric Dodd on email eric@wilcock.co.uk. Audit dates for electric MEMS will be confirmed with the companies shortly.
Right, thanks, David. And what would a party do if they've recently undertaken an AMICOP, MCOP or MAMCOP audit? Will they be still required to undertake an audit this year?
All companies registered under these codes are considered to be registered under ComCOP on the 1st of April. They won't be required to go through a new registration process. If a GAS MEM or MI has already had an audit this year, they will not have another one. The planning for electric MEMS will be completed shortly and all companies will be contacted with their next audit target date as soon as this is complete.
Well, David, thanks for that comprehensive overview to the changes to the metering audit scheme. It's also worth noting, I think, that the Code Manager held a webinar on the 1st of March this year, where David provided an overview of the audit scheme. And the recording, slides and frequently asked questions from that session can be found via searching the REC Wiki hosted on the REC portal. As David mentioned, if you do have any further questions on the new scheme, we do encourage you to contact Eric Dodd by emailing eric@wilcock.co.uk or David by emailing davidhaddock@btinternet.com. Or if you have any questions and you're a REC party, please feel free to reach out to your operational account manager and we can help you out through that route as well. That's all from us for this podcast. Thank you for listening and keep an ear out for more podcasts coming soon. Until next time.